Well, good morning. I know I can speak for the few of us that have come from Connecticut. This has been a wonderful conference. Certainly, my wife and I have been going to conferences as long as we can remember. We were both privileged to be brought up in the assemblies, and we certainly say this with much conviction of heart and with much blessing and piercing, as you said, brother, piercing of heart, that this has been a wonderful conference. We have felt definitely the Lord speaking to our hearts, and I know the folks from Connecticut are really glad that we came. We've been very, very blessed. We'd like to end with a note, with the help of the Lord, on the thought this morning. It's been a wonderful conference of the stewards of the grace of God and the stewards of the mysteries of God. Well, brother, that could be another conference in itself. Let me tell you, there's much there. But just in a few minutes that we're allotted here, we'll just look at a couple of the mysteries, stewards of the mysteries of God. So let's turn back to the key verse that I would say probably one of the key verses that we've enjoyed together over these past few days, and it's found in 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. Please turn in your Bibles there to 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. As you're turning there, I'd like to quote to you from a choice gleanings calendar back in May. The quote is from dear brother Robert Surgener, and he quotes this verse, this very verse that we'll read. We've read it before in 1 Corinthians 4. And he says that Daniel Webster was once asked, "What is the greatest subject which ever occupied your mind?" Quietly and deliberately, the answer was given. Daniel Webster said, "It is the thought of my individual responsibility to God." Let me say that again to you. It is the thought of my individual responsibility to God. Webster was reputed as a mastermind by men of his time. Let us remember, brothers and sisters, having listened to wonderful ministry on being stewards of the grace of God, that as stewards, we are entrusted with things that we've heard of, time, perhaps our most precious commodity, with goods. The Lord has given us different things that we can give back to Him, and we're responsible for these. So may the Lord encourage us as we hear the accounts of men like Daniel Webster, who said, "It is the thought of my individual responsibility to God." As a steward of the grace of God, it is our responsibility to Him to give back what He has given to us. And once again, as a steward is one who is entrusted with certain things and that he or she is to use for the benefit of others and, of course, for the glory of God. And so when we consider that we've had this great privilege of being stewards of the grace of God, let's consider now in closing being stewards of the mysteries of God and how humbling that is. We'll just look at a couple of the mysteries together. As I said, there's enough here and more than enough to do a whole conference on. I'm sure that's something for you brothers to consider in the future, perhaps. But 1 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 1. "Let a man so account of us," Paul writes, "as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the ministries of God." Stewards of the mysteries of God. Chapter 2, please. Turn back to chapter number 2. First Corinthians chapter number 2. And of course, the words that have been read before. Verse number 9. "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God," the deep things of God. "For what man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is of God, and we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us from God. What are those things? They're the deep things of God. Brothers and sisters, we've spent a few days and we've glimpsed the deep things of God. How precious the stewardship, to be stewards, to be those that are entrusted with these precious things. And we've been challenged in our responsibility of those things. And we've been encouraged. Now, I know if you were to look in Matthew's gospel, we won't turn there for sake of time, but in connection, you'll see there's mention there. And I'm going to just mention them in passing. In Matthew 13, the mysteries of God. You don't have to turn there again, but the mysteries of God, the mysteries of the kingdom. And I'll just name them for you in passing quickly. It's the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, the mysteries of Israel's blindness during this age, the mystery of the translation of living saints at the end of this age, the mystery of the New Testament church as one body composed of Jews and Gentiles, the mystery of the church as the bride of Christ, the mystery of the indwelling Christ, Christ in us, the hope of glory, the in-living Christ, the mystery, the process by which God-likeness is restored to man, the mystery of iniquity, the mystery of the seven stars, and finally, the mystery of Babylon. So there's quite a few mysteries, but we'll just touch, as I said, upon two or three this morning to encourage our hearts. And as we leave from this place, and our brother Mike and I went outside and prayed, and one of the things we both were in unison of praying is that this last message would just point our hearts toward the Lord Jesus Christ as good stewards of the grace of God and of the mysteries that have been revealed to us, the mystery of the new birth, the mystery of the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. This verse before us all week just reaffirmed what the Holy Spirit has placed on my heart to share with you today in a few moments, the mystery of the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ, as our brother Mike just brought out to us, the Lord Jesus, Jesus himself. He was not always Jesus in the past, but he became Jesus. He became a man so that he could feel the things that we do, the mystery of the incarnation, and then the mystery, finally, of the rapture of the saints. May our hearts be turned toward the Lord Jesus Christ as we find ourselves in the last minutes of this conference, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Colossians, please, then. Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter 1. We'll read for connection here as we look at the apostles writing to the church at Colossae, the verse number 24 of Colossians chapter number 1. The mystery which had been hid, the mystery is this. What is the mystery? The mystery is that God had designed to grant the Gentiles the same privilege with the Jews and to make them his people who were not his people. Aren't you glad for that, brothers and sisters? Aren't you glad that we as Gentiles have been brought into the family of God and grafted in? The mystery had been revealed to the apostle and revealed to us, made manifest to us, his people. Colossians chapter 1 then. In verse number 24, Paul writes, "Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind in the afflictions of Christ in my flesh," Paul says, "for his body's sake, which is the church." That's us, brothers and sisters. "Of which I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given for me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which had been hidden from the ages and from the generations, but now is made manifest to the saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles," among us, among you, "which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach," Paul says, "warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect or complete in Christ Jesus. For this, Paul concludes, for this I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. The mystery that had been hid from the ages to pass. We are stewards of the mysteries of God. Mystery is something that had been hid and now is revealed. Now is revealed. Our brother was bringing out a beautiful illustration. Where is Brother Mike? Did he leave? There he is. Brother Mike, thank you so much for the illustration. And while I may take a little objection being a jeweler with your other comments, I appreciate very much your thoughts of putting the diamond against the black background. And having been brought up where my wife and I both were brought up, in the gospel hall where the gospel was preached faithfully, we were made aware of our sins from a young age and the blackness of our sins and the mystery of what we are revealed to us, the things that were revealed to us, even from young children, is so precious to us, especially now as we are older in the Lord, perhaps not wiser, but older in the Lord. These mysteries are so precious to us. And as you mentioned, brother, holding that diamond against that black background, you're so right. Take it from a jeweler who knows. The beauty of that stone comes out, but only when the blackness reveals it. And so the blackness revealed our sin. I really appreciated your thoughts. Thank you so much for that. The mystery that had been hid has now been revealed to us. Turn, please, to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. And look, please, to verse number 1. Again, the words of Paul, the mystery of the church. It is fully known to all that embrace the doctrine of Christ, to all Christians. Paul speaks of the church, a mystery hidden from past ages, now revealed. Ephesians 3 and verse number 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye had heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me towards you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, which I wrote before in a few words, by which, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. Moses didn't know it. Others didn't know it. But it's been made known, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And brothers and sisters, to us the mystery is revealed. How precious. And the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, of which Paul writes, I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual workings of his power. Unto me, Paul says, who am less than the least of all the saints, in this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages had been hidden in God, who's created all things by Jesus Christ. I'll stop right there. There's more that could be read, but I'll stop right there. When we find a hidden treasure, and as a jeweler I can tell you, there's many times we find things in our industry that are hidden treasures. We look at them and we evaluate them and we see the intrinsic beauty inside of it. And brothers and sisters, there's things in the mysteries of God that have been revealed to us, as our brother said, that take value way above the things of this world, more than rubies or diamonds or anything that we look on that we might place earthly value on. The mysteries have been revealed to us. What beautiful mysteries. Aren't you glad, like Mike reminded us of, that God, through his Holy Spirit, revealed to us Gentiles the blackness of our sin and demonstrated his amazing grace. His amazing grace. One of my father's favorite hymns was Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. In a recent Days of Praise, I don't know, I saw him out there in the foyer. I don't know if any of you, I won't stand here promoting any books. I'll be careful not to do that. I want to be invited back. But Days of Praise is a wonderful devotional, Institute for Creation Research, ICR. And Henry Morris wrote this concerning Ephesians 3 and verse 9 in terms of the mystery which from the beginning of the ages had been hidden in God but has been revealed through the Apostle Paul here. He writes this, Henry Morse writes this, in the third chapter of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul is outlining the tremendous message that he'd been called by God to preach by special revelation. God had made known to him the essentials of what had previously been a mystery. Since all, both Jew and Gentile, had the same Creator, and since that Creator had now become the Redeemer, therefore all were to be partakers of this promise in Christ by the gospel. Verse number 6 there that we read in Ephesians. Thus, Henry Morris goes on to write, thus there was established a wonderful fellowship among all who had been created and redeemed. This great mystery, long hidden from the Gentiles and from the Jews, who were accustomed to viewing themselves as God's chosen nation, must now give way to the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. That great purpose, brothers and sisters, now revealed to us, this mystery now revealed to us, had from the beginning of the world been hid in God. How precious. You know, do we take these mysteries of God for granted? Do we take these mysteries for God for granted? How precious that He has revealed to my heart and to your heart the mysteries that had been hidden in God from ages past. True fellowship of the